It's your morning team show on WSGW, 740 on a Tuesday. Great Lakes Loons baseball time. Indeed it is. When we welcome our special guest from the Loons, Tyler Kring, your assistant GM of business development, which barely scratches the surface of everything that Tyler Kring is responsible for.
Yeah, it doesn't include like hot dog rolling or cashiering or soft drink pouring like we did this past weekend.
Or come into the studio to talk baseball
on
Tuesday morning.
Or come into the studio or setting up for Midland High and Dow High graduation later today. That's facilities.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so a lot going on today.
With the Loons on the road, another way that the facility is being used.
Absolutely.
What a way to have a graduation. That would be fun.
Hopefully the weather holds off for it, but yeah, it'll be really good.
Should be okay today. Coming off a homestand, another successful homestand is the Loons once again, 4-2. And doing very well in the
really
Midwest
good.
League.
Dare I say they're probably the best sports team in the state of Michigan right now, or at least it feels like it. So, yeah, their fourth straight series win. They're still sitting in second place, but closing that gap between the Dayton Dragons. They go on the road to the South Bend Cubs this week. But then Dayton comes to Dow Diamond next week, so we're just trying to keep pace with them this week and really take them to them next week when we have that one-on-one series for six games against the Dragons at Dow Diamond next week.
And this is what you're trying to do. I mean, you just win series. If you continue to win series,
you'll continue to move up the standings. Yeah, in the six game series format, a 6-0 sweep has yet to occur. Period in the Midwest League since we went to it last year following COVID. The Loons have had a couple 5-1 series in the last month or so. It went 4-2 against the Lansing Lugnuts. So as long as you keep winning those series, try to avoid a split. If you can go 4-2, 5-1, that's the best case scenario.
We were talking last week about the Loons being a high A affiliate, mm-hmm. and what all that means and the differences and the ways that it's the relationship of the whole Dodgers organization. I was talking with somebody who was wondering, who, by the way, enjoys the conversations.
Fantastic.
They just think some of the insight. They never knew all that was happening.
It's a multifaceted business and organization. It really is very complex and complicated.
And the question came up because you were talking about the low A to the high A and wondering, mm-hmm. so for the Loons players, mm-hmm. do they all have to go through the low A before the high A, or can you get some that do start at the high A level?
In theory, you could start at triple A if you want, if you felt like it. No, you don't need to progress through the levels. You know, when we were the low A club, we would commonly have actually some top prospects, skip us altogether. So if you had like a number one overall draft pick, and the draft takes place in June or July, depending on the year they would get drafted, and then perhaps they would stay and extend spring training. Some guys would just jump right to high A. Now that would be the Loons, but previously it wasn't. And then you look at players like Clayton Kershaw, for example, did pitch with the Loons and then started the next season right in double A, like really skipped high A altogether, all for maybe like the last week or two of the season. So yeah, there is no set formula. There is no, you know, time of service or anything like that. It's really as long as you're blowing away the competition, they'll keep getting you good competition to play against, so your skills keep getting refined and you're not just hanging out and blowing people away, because at the end of the day, they want you at the major league level. The faster they can get you there, the faster they'll do it.
And another question that came up too was, where are these players coming from? Are they right out of high school? Are they college? Yeah, you have a lot of international
Both.
Players.
Yeah, all the above. So in baseball, it's unique as opposed to other sports, although I think it's slowly changing. You can get drafted. You can declare yourself for the MLB draft in high school. See where you land in the draft, because there's, at least traditionally, there's 60, 70 rounds to the MLB draft. And if you don't like where you land, you can actually go back to college, do your college career, and then declare for the draft again, and then get drafted by a completely different team. So that's really common for guys in the mid to lower level rounds in high school. They'll test the water, see what they can do. If it doesn't pan up, they'll go to college, play for 3 or 4 years, hopefully improve, and then get drafted higher. You know, that equates to more contract money, more higher signing bonus, things like that. In the international market, it's actually just a complete free agent pool. And so every team has a bucket of money, and they can spend that bucket of money however they wish. And that equates to some pretty large signing bonuses. We've had some players over the years. We had a player a number of years ago named Yadier Alvarez. He was a Cuba defect, 18 years old, but could throw 99 miles an hour on the gun. And his signing bonus was $18 million and driving a Lamborghini through downtown Midland. So, and that was his daily driver. And the insurance on it for an 18-year-old kid from Cuba driving a Lamborghini in Michigan was $1,000 a month, we were told. So, I mean, that's it ranges the whole gamut of where guys come from. Yeah, the most of the domestic guys come through high school or college. The international guys are typically signed before they would get to that college age. And they can sign for as much money as they can milk out the major league clubs.
And I think, as you said before, and the players that show up, it's all according to the how the Dodgers assign the players to play.
Correct, yeah. So the Dodgers do it pretty uniquely. Some teams will assign guys right at the start of spring training saying, you are going to go to this club. And then basically that minor league team would just start together in spring training. And that's just more time for them to gel and get together. The Dodgers leave it as like an open competition. They typically don't tell the guys, including the minor league clubs where they're going, who's going to be on your team until about 5 days before the season starts. So when people always ask us in January or February or March, like, oh, how's the team going to be this year? Like, don't know. we'll find out about 5 days before the season starts. You know, we have some inclinations, and our broadcaster, Brad Tunney, does a really good job of knowing. He can pretty well predict. I mean, the guy watches all 132 games a year and knows like where the prospects are and how the other teams have done in the farm system. So he's probably actually the most accurate predictor of the team that we have in the front office. But otherwise, it's here's the flight manifest when they're coming in on Delta flight from L.A. to Detroit, and best of luck. So
and have a good season.
And have a good season, yeah.
Loons, as you mentioned, are on the road this week at South Bend. And I know we'll talk more next week when you get to a homestand, but maybe we could touch on a couple of things because we are talking about a featured game next week already. Midland Parks and Recreation Night on June 2nd.
Yeah, so we're getting into the meat of our promo schedule. So Parks and Rec Night on June 2nd, if fans are folks of the show that was on NBC for a number of years. Jay Jackson, the actor who played Pert Happily on the show, the local TV reporter that overly explains everything, will be at the ballpark next week doing meet and greet with fans. He'll be available on the concourse, and then we also have priority passes available for folks that want to skip the line and don't want to miss any of the games. It's also a Thirsty Thursday, half off beer. It's our first fireworks show of the year, so it's a really slam-packed Thursday game to kick off the summer. And then on Saturday is our annual Star Wars night, with fireworks as well. So we're getting this next week will be our first big theme night of the year, and we couldn't be more excited for that. Means big crowds, that means big entertainment, and that means big excitement at the ballpark.
And speaking of that, since you are getting to where you would expect that the attendance will increase, and
absolutely,
where are you with when it comes to employment needs? Are you still looking for people, especially as crowds increase and you have more people to serve?
We will always need that. It's very interesting on the, so we kind of break it into two buckets to give folks an inside look. There's kind of like the, there's the food and bev operation, and then there's the non-food and bev operation. And the non-food and bev operation has like the ushers, the ticket takers, the security guards, things like that. We never have any problem filling those roles because there are a lot of retired gentlemen or teachers in the area that want to get paid to watch baseball.
Imagine that.
So that is, those are always easy. It is the F&B side, and we are no different than any other restaurant operation. When you look around and you see McDonald's and KFC or Taco Bell or any mom-and-pop restaurant advertising $18, $20 an hour, help wanted, hiring on the spot, open interviews, all this other stuff, we are the same way. Just our challenges are a little bit different. We have a food and bev operation that is designed to feed 5,000 people within a two-hour time span. That is a heck of an operation size-wise. I'd probably say Zenders is probably the only, or Bavarian Inn are probably the only ones that rival that size in the region. And because it's essentially a week-on, week-off, and it's all seasonal jobs, hours can be not as consistent as if you were to go to like a fast food restaurant. So you're really looking for the college kid or the adult who's just looking for a fun time, a great place to work, loves interacting with people, who wants a part-time seasonal job throughout the year, maybe on top of something that they do during the day. That's the bonus with games largely being at 7 o'clock. You can have a different job during the day if you want. Or just is looking for something to get out of the house and come out and hang out. But yes, always need cashiers for our food and bev operation. If anyone has line cook experience, bartenders is something that we always struggle to come by again, because the prime peak bartending hours are at night during Loons games. So if anyone has those skills, we're always hiring and would love to have you on the team.
And I would imagine probably all that of what you're talking about when it comes to employment. And, of course, tickets and information online on the website.
Loons.com, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Let's send you there for the next home series next week. We'll enjoy Loons baseball on the road this week. And, Tyler, we always appreciate you. We'll come back again next Tuesday and talk more Loons baseball.
Fantastic. Thanks, Charlie.